This is Miss Mary Hansen, a resident of the Kingsville area since 1905, who will today reminisce on what life was like on a South Texas farm during the first part of this century.
What do with this?
Well, you just talk and it will pick up right there. But first of all, I'd like to know when you came here and how.
And we were five children, four boys and one girl. And the first place that we stayed was at the King's Inn Hotel, which has been torn down for several years now. And then we moved out in the country, and it was just a cattle trail. And we located just in a small place, I just don't recall just where. And later we bought a farm of 40 acres. And of course we had to hire Mexicans to grub up the land. And then the wood that was taken out was what we call the cordwood, and we would haul it up to town and sell it by the cord. I think it was about 8 feet long, and about, and each post was about 4 feet, about 4 feet. And of course it was just a wild country in a way. There was a lot of cowardice and wildcats and what have you, and snakes. And then we built our home, and we done the farming and raised just cotton and grain, and then we had cattle and chickens and things like that.
Well, why did your parents come down here?
Huh?
Why did your parents come down?
The reason we moved down here was on account of my dad's health. That is, we were from Meridian, Wisconsin, which is now called Rock Falls, Wisconsin. And so that's the reason that we came down. And of course, that time there was, how do you say, excursion?
Excursion?
We was on that excursion train. And that was in September of 1905. And we were from the age of 1 to 10 years old as children.
What did your parents think of South Texas when they got here?
Well, I don't really know. But anyhow, we toughed it out and been here ever since.
Would you like to describe your farm, the farm?
Well, it was a 40-acre farm. Of course, every place was fenced in.
And how did the crops do?
Well, as far as I know, I imagine done fairly well. I don't recall that.
Was it irrigated or how?
No, it was dry farm, depending on the weather or the rain.
Did you just raise cotton and grain?
Yes, that as far as I know, corn.
Didn't you say that you had a also had a dairy?
Well, we had cows. We milked the cows, and of course they built barns, and then we had a cream separator at the time, and we'd run it through the cream separator and send the cream to the, or take the cream to the creamery.
Mm-hmm. Where was the creamery?
It was up here, and I don't remember what the street. It might have been. It's back at the King's, where it used to be the King's Laundry, I think. Must have been on 7th Street. I don't remember for sure.
What was the farm community?
What was that?
The farm community. What was that?
Oh, the San Fernando.
Yes.
Community.
What was that exactly?
Well, that's just a name.
Of a...
I don't know where the name comes from. I never did hear.
A group of farms?
Well, all that colony, I mean, all that community out there was considered the San Fernando.
Oh. You had a school, a community school.
Yeah, well, it was the San Fernando School. That's what they called it.
Would you like to describe a day at the school? Or could you describe a day at the school?
Oh, I don't know. It was a 7th or 8th grade, and it was one teacher, just one room school. And it was either the 7th or 8th grade it went to. And they also had a little church that they built. It was more of a community church. It was on denomination, and people would meet there. And when people later on, they started going to the churches in town, and this disbanded.
What did you do for entertainment on the farm?
Well, people could visit at that time. They visit, and people were more social in a way. And then as we grew older, well, then they had maybe the parties, what we call 42 parties, we'd bring our sandwiches and cakes, and the hostess would serve the coffee, and we'd play dominoes and visit.
What were demonstrations?
And then, of course, later on, we had the home demonstration. And she would come and teach. Well, we had a club, home demonstration club, and then she'd come out and teach us how to can, and of course we canned it with glass jars, and then later in the tin cans, steam pressure cooker, and that canned meat and vegetables and things like that.
Who was she?
Oh, I don't know. There was Miss Lily. I think she married Miss Watson, because she isn't here now. And there were several demonstrators, one or another.
And they just demonstrated a home cooking and things
like
that?
Yeah. And then sometimes sewing or whatever it was.
Would you like to describe the hurricane of 1916 and tell everything about it that you remember?
Well, of course, at that time there was no radio, no anything like that to warn you about a storm. And of course, that came, and I guess probably that was the first time we ever, we didn't know anything about it till it came. And of course, the wind got blowed harder and harder, and then my dad and mother and my brother and I went up to what they call a Mexican house, which was a nice family of Mexicans living. And so we went in there, and my brother, my oldest brother, which passed away in the Navy in 1918, he was working at the shops at that time. And of course, the buildings that had that galvanized iron roofing, it was just blowing here and there and yonder, and he managed to come in the house. And of course, we were over at that other place. And then the house blew, the blocks, just when the wind shifted, well, of course, it just, and everything was soaking wet and was on blocks. And it fell over on the, the house didn't turn over, but the blocks turned over so that it was mostly on the ground. Of course, a lot of window panes broke out, other damages. And we stayed over there at Mexico till it calmed down, and then we come on back to the house, which wasn't very far. I just don't recall just all the details. It was quite a few years ago.
When the Navy base moved in, did you, the farm was sold to the Navy base, wasn't it?
Well, that's all farmland out there then. And the Navy moved in. And I think it must in the early 40s, I think. Well, they know what it is. And of course, the people would buy the farm. I mean, the Navy bought the farm. Because people, at that time, that's when our home demonstration club and stuff like that disbanded. And of course, the school and everything was consolidated with the Ricardo School. And, of course, there was a changed up community out there. Mm-hmm. That's about all.
Well, okay, what about the big rains?
Well, we used to get those real big rains in the last maybe week or two, and then we had to go to town for our supplies. Well, we just had to use the wagon and put the mules, have a team of mules, and of course, we couldn't go in a car when it's that kind of a weather because it gets stuck. But with a pair of strong mules, well, of course, we'd make it. And we didn't think much about it. And of course, it didn't. That. And of course, when we'd have big rains like that, of course, the weeds and everything in the fields would grow up. Those careless weeds and different weeds. And it was a big job to get the crops cleaned out.
Where did you get your supplies in town?
Just at the grocery store, wherever it would happen to be.
Where was it? In 1925.
Of course, this, I don't remember the years that there were big rains. That was off and on. No, you'd go to the grocery store and get your groceries. At that time, and I believe that you just went to the counter and give the list to the clerk, and they'd go get your things out. It wasn't like nowadays you pick it up yourself and take it to the checker.
Oh.
And we'd take our eggs uptown, and then we'd, later on, we didn't take it to a creamery. That's after my dad passed away, and or before. And my mother and I lived out there. My brother lived on another farm. Of course, we had bought an 80 besides that. And we'd take our produce to town, or whether it be chickens or eggs or butter, and trade it in for groceries or produce.
Do you remember where the stores were in town?
It was down the main street somewhere, and somewhere, like the Martinez store, Alec Martinez. We used to take chickens and eggs and things, you know, over there and sell it and buy our groceries.
Do you remember when the college was built?
Oh, yes. But of course, we didn't go out there much.
You didn't?
No, we'd just seen it. That was it. Yes, I remember the beginning of the college. There was just one small.
Well, what was it like out there around the college when it was first built?
Well, it just enlarged and just built. I guess they had to clear out just like everywhere else that's beginning.
Was there much town out near there?
Well, it just grew up as. Of course, the town has grown in the last few years extra lot.
Well, what about how much was the town was around the college when it was first built?
Oh, I don't know. There's no things like
that. Were you there when the college was opened?
The day of the college opened?
Yes.
I don't recall that I was.
Do you remember what people in town thought of the college when it first was built?
Oh, I imagine they thought it was great that that the college was to be here in Kingsville. Mm-hmm. That's an improvement.
Why do you suppose they built it here in Kingsville?
Well, I imagine it was voted that it should be here, and what did they imagine? Isn't it Austin or wherever they, or wherever it is? And it was a great thing that they did. They didn't. Help to make it a cottage town to the way it is now. I think that's good enough.